You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right. I was simply saying, your last statement talks about this lady who says, I wanted somebody who had been through a similar experience. And for me, this highlights the importance of having platforms like Healing Moms, the importance of bringing together people of a similar experience and gaining and learning from each other's experiences.
Yes, that's true. That's the thrust of having support groups, because it's through those shared experiences that people strengthen each other. So when you hear somebody say, oh, I had two miscarriages, but this is how I made it, I survived this way, it gives you hope, it gives you a purpose. You want to know how they navigated all other things surrounding grief and the anger, the bitterness, the depression and everything. It is quite helpful, which is what we try and do in the support group for the women. We ensure that at least there's something of encouragement, something that's uplifting, something to support. And just sometimes we just say, you know what, if you want to shout, shout, we're here for you. We do not judge. It's that non-judgmental space that they all long for and crave for. So you're correct. This support group, such experiences that these people are longing for are very important.
And let's quickly jump to the somebody may be listening right now and saying to themselves, but what then do I say? What do I need to be doing or saying that shows that I'm with you without putting my foot into my mouth? Can you please share maybe just a few things that we can say to assist people that are grieving or mourning?
Okay, I personally have always thought, let me just share one thing this woman says, because I just happened to be on this page, you know.
Yeah.
She just says that just being there means a lot, you know, real talk and not preaching all the time, crying with me, not prayer all the time. And be mindful of your words too. Basic, simple thing. Have you gone? Which is why when people die, we just go there and we all gather around and we're there. So I'm just going to share, like you said, just a few nuggets. You know, it's important to show up and be present and be available. What do we mean by being available? Do not say to your friends, if you need anything, call me. Go there and be available and say, I'm here. I'm going to the shops. Should I pick something for you? You know, be available. What is it that they need help with? Do they need running around for their prescription? That availability and presence is very important, you know. And the other thing that we've tended to avoid, especially to people who've experienced this type of loss, or who've lost children, or who've lost loved ones, We tend to not want to talk about the baby. So these people, this lady also mentioned that, oh, I don't want my baby to be forgotten. I know for one that I had to put up something that reminds us and tells us all that my baby existed once, because I don't want their memory to be lost. So it's important to, you know, just talk to the grieving family about their baby. Ask questions. So had you given the baby a name? How far along were you? What is it that you like most about the pregnancy? Or do you have any memory? Talk about the baby. It helps them to grieve. Do not ignore and shy away from talking about the baby. It's because they want their baby to be recognized and their loss to be recognized, you know. And then the other thing that you want to do, you know, just give them space. There sometimes we want to shut them out, because let's give them the space to ask the hard faith related questions, you know, because remember, we want to pray for them. We want them to stay within the faith, want them to stay with God. So you allow them to say, where was God when my child was dying? Those are the hard faith-related questions. But God knew I had lost two other children, so that when they want to pray for them, your prayer now is focused on reassurance, you know, on re-entering their faith, you are giving them hope. We're trying to claim God's promises, you know, and things like that. So just give them that space to feel and express themselves as far as their faith is concerned, you know.
That's quite interesting. That is quite an interesting way to look at it. Yeah, you can go on, Smith.
Yes. So the other thing, you know, I'm sure we will all know how grief presents. Maybe sometimes we don't know how grief presents, but it's important for us to trust the process, you know, and give them a safe space to grieve. If they want to be crying, we tend to stop them from crying. Do not cry. Let's allow them to go through the grief process. Allow them. Sometimes they want to shy away and stop coming to church. Let's remember they are grieving. So let's give them that space and allow them to do that. Sometimes they are angry. Sometimes they are feeling down. It is the grief process. Let us respect that and give them that space, you know. The other thing that I realized we do, you know, they're going through something they've lost. So it's a shift in their life. And if they were your friend, if they were your brother, maybe they want to be left alone. Let us respect that. It doesn't mean they are ignoring us or they don't love us. Some people say, but I've sent countless text messages. I phoned them. They never responded. I'm tired. I'm now leaving them alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's important for us to remember that those phone calls, the missed call meant that somebody was thinking about them. It gave them assurance, right? And that text message, they read it. It meant it could have not meant something to them, because at the point when somebody says, I'm sorry, may God comfort you, you're really in that space where you're rolling your eyes and like, the same God who caused this pain, how can he comfort me? But in hindsight, it's important for them to hear those words of comfort at the time. So don't tire. Just remember, they're not ignoring you. It is the grief process. They're just taking their time, even if they don't show it.
And, you know, and I'm reminded of people who have said statements like, you know, when they get fed up with a person moaning, then they say, are they the first person to experience death in their family or in their lives?
I know.
And I think that it's quite insensitive, and that's quite, that's quite ignorant, to put it plainly. Wow. And as to wrap it up, I remember one of my relatives who had gone through, you know, this I didn't even know that they'd gone through you know, losing a baby, and I remember texting you at that moment and asking you to say, they've reached out to me, what do I say? And you guided me through that process, and I walked through that process, and and for me, when she sent me that text and I want to talk, wow. And then she broke down exactly what she wanted to talk about. And that moment I realized I didn't know anything I should say. And I didn't want to jump into the comfort mode to say, you know, it will be okay or anything. And for me, what it said to me is, every point that you guided me, she did exactly what, you indicated would happen. And for me, that was quite powerful, Smiso, asking when you don't know. Let's highlight the importance of asking when you don't know, asking from those that probably know how to navigate that space.
Yes. Remember, they say that in my language, we say, we have a saying that whoever has a mouth will not get lost. Where is it that you want to go? Which direction are you going? Is this territory that you ventured into before? Seek wisdom when you lack it or when you do not know, because you want a better outcome. So really, it's, you're correct. Dealing with a tricky situation like grief is not easy. And if it's somebody who has cried out and coming to ask for help from you, you also want to then, when you speak to them, be that support. And at the end, you want to have offered that help that leaves them in a better space. So we also say in our profession, if it's in any profession, rather, if it's something that you can't deal with, you refer so that that person gets the much needed help. So are you referring to a next practitioner? Are you referring to look for information from somebody who know? Are you referring to get guidance so that you refer to a resource that is going to give you guidance so that you're able to help this person? You did very well, Tamu, because you do not want to leave somebody in a worse off situation. So, which is why you find even Christians, when they are stuck, I've heard people saying, you know, I had to do this, I had to approach this, but I prayed about it first so that God can give me guidance. So if it's one way that you feel, look, I need to pray about this so that when I approach this person, I'm able to give the much needed help, or let me speak to somebody who's done this before so that they can give me guidelines how to do this, by all means, do that. At the end of the day, we want to leave somebody in a much, much better space than they were before.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Simiso Sibanda. And maybe you might be a mom who's gone through the loss of a child. Quickly tell us about what healing mode, maybe in case somebody who's going through that process alone might think of joining your platform.
All right. So thank you, Tamu, for this. So Healing Moms is a pregnancy and infant loss support group. We are a virtual support group where we come together as women who've experienced pregnancy and infant loss through the guidance of professional counselors. And our shared experiences, we help mothers and families navigate their grief through messages of hope, through listening and other activities that we do in the group that offer support to this type of a loss. We have social media pages where we bring awareness on Facebook, on Instagram as well. So you can look out for these as well. Our page is just plain Healing Moms, where you also find insights on the various things that we talk about, which are related to pregnancy and infant loss.
And if you just, as Smiso has indicated, if you want to follow them, you can go to Healing Moms on Facebook. Moms is spelled M-U-M-S. I've noted people spell moms differently. So this moms is M-U-M-S. Smiso, we want to say thank you for coming through to the Adventist World Radio and sharing your insights with us.
It was a pleasure, Tamu. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.